So after you have your nice Monday, Wednesday mornings talking about social welfare policy, and Friday mornings from 9 to 12, you can come and talk with me. I'm teaching 6:50. It's the introduction to science and technology policy analysis. It's a great way to end your educational week. This class introduces you to theories and methods for thinking about, analyzing, and influencing science and technology policy. As I'm sure you're all aware, science and technology policy intersects with many areas of public policy, right? It's the one-year anniversary of Prop 2, regulating stem cell research in Michigan. We're talking a lot in Michigan about innovation policy in the energy sector. People are concerned generally about regulating nanotechnology. These are all areas where science and technology intersects with public policy, and all areas that we'll be talking about. So in this class, briefly, I'll just tell you what you're going to learn. You're going to learn how science and technology policy is made. We'll talk about the role of government agencies, of expert advisory committees, and of public stakeholders in the shaping of policy. You'll learn tools for analyzing and assessing science and technology policies. Just to name a few, we'll talk about cost-benefit analysis. We'll talk about public value mapping. We'll talk about technology assessment techniques. And you'll learn methods for influencing science and technology policy. And the main work of this course is that you'll produce your own policy assessment that you could deliver to a policymaker or a client by the end of the semester. This is a readings and discussion course for the most part. There's about 150 pages of reading a week, but don't let that scare you. We talk about the difference between reading and reading every word, and it's a really important skill in the policy sector, and it's one that you'll learn in the course. As I said, the major assignment is a policy analysis exercise. You'll choose a science or technology policy that interests you, and you will assess its effectiveness, and you'll suggest tools for fixing it. Just finally, this is a course both for students who are interested in certain areas of science and technology policy. We'll cover energy, innovation, climate, health, but also for students who are interested in areas of public policy that rely on expert knowledge. So if you're thinking about a career in the GAO, in the Congressional Research Service, in think tanks, we'll learn about how to be really reflexive about the role that knowledge plays in the creation of public policy. Finally, this class does not require a background in science or technology. I won't be expecting you to know the second law of thermodynamics. You're all welcome. Feel free to have a look at the syllabus. Contact me if you have any questions, and I hope to see some of you on Friday mornings in the winter.